Hello and welcome to the Not Alone podcast. I'm Sam Fredrickson.
And I'm Jason Moisoso.
And I'm Jason Guadalupe.
There we go.
Oh boy. This won't be confusing at all, man.
Well, we call Jason Guadalupe Lupe, and that's probably how we'll refer to him.
Perfect.
In this. So, yeah, Lupe is here. He grew up right by the Pine Barrens. He spent a lot of time there. He's got a lot of crazy stories that he wants to tell us about, and we're always down for crazy stories. So, first off, tell us a little bit about yourself.
All right. My name is Lupe, as Sam said. I'm 33 years old. I'm from a town in South Jersey called Vineland. And Vineland is very much cut out of deep woods. If you were on the outskirts, you had woods in the back of your yard that were deep. My parents have woods in the back of their yard that are super deep and thick woods, I would describe them as.
All right.
It's a shock to people when they visit there for the first time, because they expect Jersey to be like The Sopranos or like, yeah, city.
And like industrialized.
Exactly. Kind of. Yeah. But down in South Jersey, it should be a different state. I mean, there's gorgeous scenery. There's when you're driving along the road and there's woods on the side of the road, you can't see more than 4 or 5 feet in, honestly. It's just that really thick. Hunters there hunting tree stands with shotguns. Like, you can't shoot a rifle anywhere, you know what I mean? So,
yeah,
or bows and arrows, and it's just really, really deep, thick woods.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's kind of me.
Vineland, if anybody got as obsessed with the Jersey Devil as I did, which I hope they did not. Vineland, I believe, was the last, what we called was the last credible sighting in our last episode, where there was like this German Shepherd that got picked up and dragged and dropped and just eaten in like 1987, I think. So, yeah, definitely not your typical city, it sounds like. It's very much a natural place, part of nature.
There's a town that reminded me of Vineland, and it was McMinnville.
What is McMinnville?
Oregon.
Okay.
It's near Portland.
Okay.
So, I mean, I don't know what that has to do with anything, but
that's fine.
It's it reminds me of South Jersey. It's just woods, and you get your little city center areas, like your little downtown areas, your storefronts, but like, if you go out from the center of the city, it's just like the woods.
All right.
So tons of people had like killer paintball areas because of the woods.
Oh, I bet. Yeah.
Yeah. So
dope.
It's a good area.
Dope. So like, to start us off, tell us, I know that your experiences aren't necessarily about the Jersey Devil, but like, tell us about the Jersey Devil, like growing up and all of that. Like, what that was like. I remember, like, a year or two ago, like, I came up to you at work. I was like, hey, man, I've been learning about the Jersey Devil. Do you know about the Jersey Devil? You were like, I grew up in the Pine Barrens.
Yeah.
So, like, what was that like? How is that a part of that area?
So, my first experience of learning of the Jersey Devil was in Cunningham School. There was a Halloween, like, thing where everybody went in and walked through like the lower level, which was already a creepy place. Like, that library is the first place I saw Return to Oz, and that movie's creepy in itself.
Okay. You know?
So anyway, but we're in the basement, and they're telling us this story, this myth, this history that people really believe in there, and it's that way. Like, everybody knows about the Jersey Devil there. Like, I don't know anybody that doesn't. Some people believe it. Some people think it's a hoax. Some people believe, you know. So,
yeah.
There's something. You know, it's not a crane.
Okay. It's not. So, I was at work today.
Neither crane.
He was at work today. You were tech. We all work together. I was at work today, and I was basically like checking people in for their appointments and stuff, and Lupe just comes up to me. He says, So it wasn't the Sanville Crane. This is Josh, and this is what's going on with Josh. And I almost lost it. It was the high point of my day, for sure.
He did get a really big grin.
I just
and
like
Josh was probably there, like, "What the heck are they talking
he didn't,
about?"
That guy didn't hear me. No. Was, but,
I just like to know people are listening and that we're not just two people sitting in a room. Are these microphones even attached
still
to anything?
Be okay, I mean. I like a quality time.
Okay. We're not doing this for quality time.
Say what now?
Yeah, what? It's fine. Okay, well, cool. So...
Oh, wait. Come on. Let me finish this.
Oh,
it's
crap.
Not a crane. Yeah,
yeah. It's not
It's not a crane.
People are seeing something. There might be some scientific explanation. Like, it's just some, you know, animal that's very
it's the devil
shy
himself.
Sam was like, I think it's a devil at work. It might just be some shy animal that runs away when humans are near, and then like when it's in a bad mood and there's animals around, it just decides to go ham or something. But I mean, it's not, you know, I even have a buddy that is very down to earth and level headed, and mm-hmm. he says he heard it and saw it in his backyard. And like, there's something out there.
Yeah.
It kind of reminds me, like I was saying, to Jason at work about the blue holes.
Yeah.
You know, in
yeah,
New Jersey.
You had mentioned those.
So for some reference for people that listen, your millions of listeners.
Hi, Mom.
So for a reference, if you type in Monanico Lake in your maps on your iPhone and you go to satellite view, and you zoom out and move southeast slightly, and you just keep moving southeast, you'll see how big and deep these woods are.
Yeah.
If you see these really blue-looking bodies of water, like almost tropical blue.
Yeah, they're almost like a teal color.
On the maps, yeah. These are what are called blue holes in Jersey. And, you know, growing up, we would always just go there, and I would skip rocks, and we would, you know, smoke pot or something.
Mm-hmm.
But they're said to be, people are said to be lured to them.
Okay.
You know, and there's drownings. Drawing. Every year there's a drowning, at least one. I know one person personally that drowned in the one in my town. May he rest in peace. People in my town know him. He was one of the greatest Little League pitchers to ever live.
Dang,
and I got
man.
A hit off of him. So, but I was one of two people on my team that day to get hit off.
Okay.
But, yeah, so,
dang,
but he drowned
yeah.
in there, you know, and they say there's no bottom.
Yeah.
They say the Jersey Devil frequents them. They say that people are sucked into, and that you can get to hell by going down there. But the real scientific reason for it is they were old sand mines.
Yeah.
And the ground gives way at times, and there's steep drops from like, 5 feet down to 50 feet in like 2 seconds.
Yeah.
It's just a straight down drop. And the water's very cold.
And
so people get
essentially
cramps.
You're like in quicksand as well, right?
There's quicksand
that
spots.
Kind of yeah. fine.
But nobody believes those scientific reasons.
Everyone
yeah, no,
thinks
no.
it's the Jersey Devil.
Nope. No way.
Sucked down.
People are, you know, sucked
down. Are you sure there's not any
down.
Like sirens down there either?
I don't know, man. What are those? The
Grindelos?
Grindelos.
Yeah, I got your Harry Potter references
yeah,
right
I see your Elder Wand. I see your Elder Wand
yeah,
over here.
Yeah, it's right over there. The best $50 I ever spent, that's for sure.
Wow.
Yeah. Interesting. Did you, like, we talked on our last episode about some of the different ways that, like, the devil's been seen. Some of the stuff that to us was a lot more, like, woo-woo about it, like seeing him with Captain Kidd and like yeah. seeing him with like a golden haired girl. Like, as had you ever heard those stories before? Were those like common stories in your area?
The girl, yes.
The girl? Okay.
Isn't she somebody's husband?
Tell me.
Was out at sea?
Because I have no idea. Yeah.
You know,
that she's like
she's watching, looking out for him. I'd heard that one. I'd heard that one. I'd also heard we talked before about Indian Creek Road or
yeah.
Indian Church Road.
Indian Cabin Road.
Indian Cabin
yeah.
Road. Is it Indian Cabin Road?
That's what...
Indian Cabin... It is Indian Cabin Road.
All the blog spots.
It is Indian Cabin Road, yeah.
Okay.
And we'd heard the story mm-hmm. about... is it the Chucker?
The Crucker.
Yeah.
Ugh.
When you asked me about that. Yeah, I remember
I
that.
I haven't heard that story.
That...
What...
basically,
what's that all about?
And we'll get into, I think we'll talk about Indian Cabin Road a little bit at the end more. Well, screw it. Let's just talk about it now. Yes. So, like, this is good setting for the Pine Barrens. Because beyond what we talked about with the Jersey Devil and what we've talked about with, like, the Blue Holes and all that, it's also just home to a lot of general creepiness. Like, there's ghost towns, there are pineys. And so one of the more common places that I was able to find online is a place called Indian Cabin Road. And essentially, it is, like, scientifically, it is this big, long stretch of road just throughout the Pine Barrens. Like, at one point, there is a shallow grave dedicated to a Mrs. Schuler. And it says, it's got, like, an epitaph on it. It says, sacred to the memory of Mrs. Sybil Shaler. Not Schuler, Shaler. Sacred to the memory of Mrs. Sybil Shaler, consort of the late Timothy Shaler, who departed this life on the 2nd day of April, 1785, in the 34th year of her age, and whose mortal remains repose here together with those of three of her infant children. And it's just like, why is that there? Why is she buried with three infant children? Why is it this just weird grave on the end of, by the edge of the road? If you follow the road, there's supposedly like a satanic monument.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that a little more during when we actually get into your stories. But Satanism and the occult are like very alive and well in the Pine Barrens. And then I didn't even want to talk about this on the episode, but we're going to. There's the legend of the Crucker. That was his name. And do you tell it? I don't want to tell it.
Well, he kidnaps kids, yeah. and murders them.
Yeah. It makes me sad. Murderer. I mean, that's serial murderer. He's got like there's like a tree, and I couldn't find any actual account of the tree itself, just like hearsay. A tree made of like old soda pop bottles and candy bars and stuff that he like uses to lure kids in, and then he does unspeakable things to them, and then he murders them.
Some Hansel and Gretel stuff right there.
Yeah, it's bad. And like it's people say that if you go down Indian Cabin Road or if you're near it at night, you'll just hear the scream of children.
That's not as creepy. That's
no.
Not creepy at all.
It's heartwarming.
So how long has that story been around? Like, is that another story that's
an old story?
Is a way to keep you at home during night when you're a kid, like the devil coming to get you?
I guess it would have. I think it would be that, you know. I mean, there's accomplished woodsmen there, mm-hmm. you know, like they would go find him and track him down. I mean, and get him.
Yeah.
But you know, and I really think the police in that area are really good. You know.
Okay, that's good. That's
for the most part, you know. And we would just go find. I feel like we would go, like the people of New Jersey would go find them. The scarier part of that story that I was reading, when you asked me about it, mm-hmm. And I do remember hearing of it, but when I was reading more stories about that place, is these guys went to find down the road, mm-hmm. and they were chased out by pineys. Like pineys are to me.
Pineys are the real monster. Still
around people? They're like,
yeah, they're out there. You know, like they live. Almost like outside, they do what they want to do.
It's like their own little world.
They're not in like a town that's policed.
They are policed,
but it's policed by them, you know. Right. And so these guys were like, "Yeah, we pulled up, and there's like this old church, and this car mm-hmm. slowly pulls out around the church, and this guy's got a shotgun, and they like quickly drove out as quick as they could, and they followed him for a while. And according to this guy's account, like, And so, you know, I don't know that person. I didn't source it or anything like that. But I believe stuff like that. I came out of the woods once because we heard music. And I was at my ex-girlfriend's house swimming. And we heard music playing, like a band was playing for a party. And we were like, what is that? So we go through the woods and come out on this street. And when we come out, people ran out towards us and like looked very threatening. And I was just like, whoa, I just heard the music, you know, I was very, like, quickly, hands up, I don't want any confrontation, you know, we just heard music, I'm sorry, They said, don't go back through this way. So I, my assumption then was they were growing some drugs back there or something.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but it can be creepy.
Yeah, yeah.
Pineys can be creepy, in my opinion.
Yeah. So do you know of how, like, the accomplished woodsmen actually kind of deal with the pineys?
Like, do people just give them free reign, or...
No, you avoid, like...
You know, like, people's certain areas.
If it looks like somebody's property...
Right.
Or there's signs, yeah, just stay off, you know?
Just,
like,
don't even mess.
It's not smart, you know? It's just... You don't know what dogs they have. You don't know how guarded they... How defensive they are of their land, and...
Yeah, well, and is it... Because a lot of the land... I wasn't able to completely, like, figure out one way or the other, but I think a lot of the land is, like, private land... Right? Is it owned by these people, or is it public land that they've just decided is theirs?
Yeah, there's state park areas, you know, there's just common woods that everybody can go. So, like, if you walk back to the woods in my parents' house, you will see deep woods, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, I remember when we watched the movie Silent Hill.
Yeah.
Me and my cousins. I was like, all right, let's walk out to the woods, and... Nobody wanted to do it, but we did it. But
yeah, that sounds like a bad idea.
It was real late at night. If my cousins listen to this, they'll laugh, because we always make this joke. But if you walk back there, right, it's like a long, straight piece of land that's theirs. But then you go out into the woods and you walk a little bit to the left, essentially you'd be directly behind their neighbor's house.
Okay.
But nobody would say, like, those are my woods.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's just common woods.
Yeah. Interesting.
Past the once you get into the woods, it's just woods.
Yeah, that is the perfect segue. It's the best segue I've ever heard. So once you're in the woods, it's just woods. So both, you have two stories for us, right? Both of them involve, is they're both pretty much the same area in the woods.
Yeah,
right?
Same street.
Same street. So
that goes back to the woods. Yeah.
It's terrifying. I'll talk. Oh my gosh. Okay. Yeah. Just tell me about it.
Okay.
Just explain what happened to me. I've read your account like 5 or 6 times. Jason's read it. I'm going to say multiple times.
I skimmed through it multiple times.
Okay. He skimmed through it multiple times.
Reminding myself a few key things.
It's bizarre. I mean, everything, I've been trying to correlate it on maps. I've been trying to, and of course I don't know exactly where it is. But like just taking a look in that region and trying to say, how could this have happened? And it's either Pineys or it's Satan. Who's to say? Go ahead though. Tell us the story.
You never know.
Right.
I mean,
anyway. Okay. So,
all right.
Before I tell the story, please do that map search. Jump on, check out satellite view of that area so you can see how deep
the name
the
of
woods
it again.
Are. Monanico Lake.
There we go.
There's only one. That's the best way I could describe to look for it. Monanico Lake. It'll take you right to Vineland, New Jersey. And it's just this little kind of a thin lake. But if you zoom out, you'll see the Blue Hole Lakes, the really blue ones. And you'll see these deep woods. Yeah, that's kind of the setting. So
okay.
Me and some buddies, three friends of mine, four friends of mine actually, went out and wanted to camp just in our cars and laugh and talk and smoke pot, like
hang out,
do normal teenage things. I was 18 at the time, 18, 19. I was 18 at this time.
Yes. We did the math.
18.
I think
you
were 18.
I was 18. Because it was 2001.
Yeah.
And so we're out there, and it's raining, like it rains in New Jersey, which is just pouring rain. And where we were was just a turn off into the woods down a road that was just trailblazed by people. And there's this little place where people go and just hang out and have parties and stuff. You can tell people gather at this place I was at. And so we leave my buddy Sean's blazer and we go to sit in my car, me and my buddy Jonathan.
So really quick, like this place, had you been there before?
Once before.
You had been
in
there
the daytime.
Before. In the day. Beautiful light of day.
That's how I knew where to go.
Okay. And like how often does one in that area just say, I'm going into the woods. We're going to hang out. We're going to eat food and, you know, smoke pot and hang out in the car. Was that like a common thing? Or,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, as kids, you know, we played Manhunt.
Yeah.
We played Capture the Flag.
Which sounds like a terrible idea in the Pine Barrens from everything
you've just said. Well, so the thing is, everybody knew their woods.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. You'd go back in my buddy's house and, like, you'd know the woods. Like,
yeah.
So it's not, like, terrible there. Like, it's just you would go back there as a kid.
There are good areas.
And, yeah. Yeah. And we would play Capture the Flag. We'd play paintball, stuff like that in the woods. And I will say, there's only two times I was out in the woods at night, mm-hmm. randomly. You know, I went camping in campgrounds.
Yeah.
But the campgrounds there are like, there's like pools and, you know, people park in the,
my
and
kind
like,
of campground.
People are driving by, you know, it's not like when we drive up, go camping here and just we drive up and off of a road into the woods and find a spot here.
Yeah.
I don't really know that many people that even do that there. I'm sure there are, but I never did. So this place, you know, at this time there were places that people would go all the time, mm-hmm. you know, this place I'd only been to twice.
Okay. Did you like, is there, this is going to sound a bit woo woo. Did you like feel any specific reason for going to this place? Did you like feel like, oh, I need to go there for anything? Or was it just like, was it even you who suggested it, or was it a buddy, or
I don't
can
remember.
You remember? That's okay.
No, we were just like, you want to go? I'm gonna go camp. Yeah. I don't even know if it was like spur of the moment. We didn't bring clothes. It was just like, what do you want to do?
Okay.
What do you want to do? Like, I don't
Let's
know.
Let's go to the woods.
Let's
yeah.
go to this spot out here.
Okay.
So we go, we're in my car.
Okay.
Me and my buddy Jonathan. And suddenly I look to the right, and the thing is, there's like, we're kind of like low too. There's hills around us.
So you're in a bit of a valley.
Yeah. Okay. I look to the right, like out the passenger window, like the windshield passenger window area, mm-hmm. And see what to me is clearly two children dressed in white dancing.
What time was it?
It was late. It was real late. Like probably
real late, real early. Like maybe 1 o'clock.
It was in the morning at time. Okay. Yeah. I don't know if it was the witching hour.
It's it's 2 a.m.
It's probably 2 a.m. It's probably that time, honestly.
But it's just the dead of night. Had you had like any other disturbances? Like, did you hear any other cars or anything like that? No, mm-mm. You were completely
alone.
Were
they making any noise?
I mean, it was pouring rain, so it sounded like rain.
Uh-huh.
And it's rain. The rain there, like when it pours. Like,
right.
It's considered a tropical area.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And so I'm frozen.
Yeah.
Like I'm frozen in fear, like just staring in that area, mouth dropped. The only time I can ever remember being speechless like that and just staring at something and somebody recognizing it is when this flyer, Scotty Hartnell, walked by down the road. My buddy's like, "What are you staring at?" And I just like, I get these frozen like look, I guess.
Yeah.
So anyway, my buddy sees me looking in that direction. He's like, "What are you doing?" And he looks in that direction, and I won't say the swear word, but he says, "What the F is that?"
Yeah.
Very, like, not emphatically, but very, he just expressed it like he saw
loud.
Something that
yeah.
shocked him, too. So when I sent the story to you, Sam, you asked me the question, what did he see?
Yeah.
And what has he said?
Did he see, because I remember you saying, he looked over, he saw it, too, he said this. So, like, yeah, when you guys talked about it, whether it was that same time or, like, the next day or anything, what did he see?
I remember going, it looks like two kids dancing, you know? And neither of us would get out, obviously, and go look because it was really creepy. Like, it looked like they were almost, the kid on the right was whispering to the other kid, pointing in our direction, and they were dancing like they were excited. So in my head,
that's terrifying.
Oh my goodness.
So in my head, they're planning to come kill us
and
sacrifice us and eat us.
Most likely. Yeah. how old were they?
They look like they probably would have been around 10 or 11.
10 or 11.
9, 10, 11.
Were they like close enough? Could you see their faces at all? Or
I feel
rainy
like
night, dark in the woods.
I feel like I could see their smile
and
their eyes, but I couldn't make out like features.
Were they like overly pale as well? Because that's kind of the image I'm kind of getting. Or were
you know,
just
it was
wearing
dark.
White?
Yeah, no, totally.
But it was really creepy. Like I said, the pointing in our direction, the whispering, the dancing, and the dancing was so creepy looking.
Oh,
when I asked my friend,
yeah,
recently last week, I texted him and said, "Hey man, do you remember when we went camping that one time in our cars?" And he was like, "Oh yeah, off this certain road that I won't name because I don't want people to go looking for
good.
It."
Good, yeah, please.
And I said, "Yeah." He was like, "That's crazy that you asked about that because I was just talking about that." And this person didn't remember, and the person that he was saying didn't remember wasn't there. But okay. I was like, that's what I told him. I was like, "Yeah, he wasn't there. Yeah, it was
no
me." Reason.
No wonder they didn't remember.
Yeah, it was. I guess I could say the names. It was me, my friend Jonathan, my friend Oliver, my friend Blau, and my friend Sean.
Okay.
And he was talking about our friend Carlos. But anyway,
and he wasn't there. All right.
Yeah, Juan Carlos was not there. So he said, "I said, do you remember seeing anything creepy when we were in my car?" And he said, "Oh yeah, that one section of trees looked like people dancing," is what he said.
So he thought it was just the trees.
Yes.
Okay. So,
but I said, so here's my response. Yes.
But
there's no way it was that, because what I remember, I was like, I looked in the morning, like I looked for anything that could look like what I saw.
Yeah. Like if the moon was shining through the trees just right and it made it look like it was doing something.
It looked like kids to me. So, and I mean, I'm...
Like, were the trees in that area, were they white trees? Or did they have, like, darker bark? No. So, okay. Yeah.
Yeah,
so
it would have had to be... There was no white trees. There was nothing hanging down from the trees. I was like, there's got to be something there. I was like, I'm going to ignore it. I'm going to go, like...
Yeah.
I'm not going to look. I remember not wanting to look in the other direction, because in my head, as soon as you turn around, there's, like, someone in looking out the window. Gosh. But it didn't happen. It didn't happen.
Okay, so you guys stayed the night.
Yeah.
They...
It was pouring
rave
rain.
Braver men than I.
Yeah, and he, yeah, it was nuts. And
I wait really quick. I have one. I think just one last question. Okay. Maybe not. So you were, to recap, you were not looking out that window, and then you looked out that window. You saw them. Do you recall, if you're able to, like when the last time you looked out that window was? Was it like you looked over, looked back, looked over, and then they were there? Or had it been like 10 minutes, 15 minutes, an hour?
I don't remember. Okay. I remember not wanting to look away. I remember just staring, because I was positive that they were going to come for it. Something was going to happen. The pointing, the whispering, and like then dancing, like they were excited. Like, people actually came here. We're going to get them. Like, that's in my head what they were thinking. By the way, they were moving.
And you stayed.
Yeah.
I was an idiot, I guess. But I didn't...
You're a lucky
man. I also didn't want to believe it. And I also think my buddy convinced himself in his head that it was trees because nothing happened to us, you know?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's a self-defense mechanism.
I suppose so, yeah.
Way to rationalize it.
Yeah.
So...
Interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, so we leave. I tell my dad about it. My dad says... That's crazy. When I was a teenager, we got chased, me and my friend, I forget who, we got chased out of there by people in white. And so I was like, oh, what
that
the
heck? Same area.
Same area, people in white. And but the area that he said, so if you go through the woods, if you just walk, I guess it would be southwest through the woods, mm-hmm. you get to this place that is referred to as the insane asylum, the old insane asylum.
Yeah.
And so it wasn't an insane asylum. It was called the training school.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, by when you read the accounts of it, it was like a state school for people like high functioning. The term that they used back then was mentally retarded people. Mm-hmm. It's not the most politically correct term now for some reason, but, so another thing, if you read about Pineys, is there's this stigma. So another reason I think that people wouldn't make up stories about the Jersey Devil is there's a lot of stigma about craziness in that area.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't seem like a very open, like, we love you even if you have a mental illness kind of area.
Yeah. So and the video that I watched about the training school is these two ladies talking about how that were around back when it was that.
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah, we played with those kids. Like, nobody thought anything of it. And like, she wanted to make it seem like they didn't treat those kids bad. But to me, it just seemed weird, you know?
It just like reinforced the idea that they did treat those kids bad.
Or they talked about it, or people would like, some people did, but she wanted to make sure everybody knew that she didn't type of thing.
Interesting.
Yeah. So over the years, I've obviously wondered.
Yeah.
Like, what would have happened if we got out of the car? Was there anything, like, even there? Was there, was it people that just live in the woods? Pioneers or Pioneer's kids that saw us and
playing a prank or something.
Yeah, something. Or was it like, you know, because people say like people escape the insane asylum and they live out in the woods and ghosts, you know. I just did quote marks. I don't know how to do that on the radio. You know?
Hold the O.
Ghosts. There you go. That's my quote unquote. But, you know, there's all kinds of stories, like, if you go, like, to the insane asylum at night, you'll see things. But, again, it wasn't even an insane asylum, so it's just...
Yeah, this... it was just a school.
Things get exaggerated.
Is it still...
For kids, though. It was a true place for kids. Like, if you look at the old pictures and these YouTube videos and, like, online sources and stuff, it's just kids, like, they dressed in white, you know? It's so...
What was the name of it? Like, the full name of it?
I believe it was called Monanico Village.
Monanico Village Training School?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or the Vineland Training School.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting. So, it could have just been that. Could have just been Pioneers. It probably was, from everything you've said. But still, that doesn't mean you just get out of the car.
Yeah.
You don't get out of the car.
When I told my friend Jonathan, and he said, oh, yeah, that one section of trees looked like people dancing, I was like, no way, dude. No. It was kids dancing. Be realistic. Don't say that stuff.
Don't mess, bro.
He said, I wouldn't be surprised. It's not the first crazy thing that's happened in that area.
Uh-huh.
And I asked him because what he was talking about, because you had asked if any other stories.
Yeah.
My friend Oliver... Tell again, all these people that I reference, I don't think any of them are insane or liars.
Totally,
Oliver said him and some friends, I don't know who, were out in a car and they heard scratching and then they had the lights on and everything. And this weird looking, like baby Sasquatch looking thing walked out into their headlights and everything. And so we were like, I was like, man, that's crazy. Any other stories? And he's like, I don't know. But he's like, that one would have been scarier to me. The Sasquatch wouldn't have been scarier to me. The children were scarier to me. But
the interesting thing about that, we mentioned, and I'm going to pronounce it wrong again.
The Lenny Lenape.
Thank you.
You pronounced it wrong on the
I did pronounce it very long. Wrong. So say it again.
Well, we say the Lenny Lenape. I don't know how they pronounced it, the Lenny Lenape people. Maybe they did say Lenape.
Okay.
I don't know.
I just Googled it. I'm sorry. To everyone, I'm so sorry. Anyway, so I was doing some research, and I found, I can't remember the exact word for it, which is better anyway, because now I can't mispronounce it, but the Lenny Lenape people apparently have believed for a long time, not just recently or anything, that there are wood dwarves and, like, wood gnomes in that area. So that could be that, I guess?
I don't know.
It's just, it's bizarre. It's unexplainable stuff, just like... The Jersey Devil. There's this great... I'm not getting paid to say this. I just want you to know. There's this great podcast out there called Lore. And a lot of people who listen to this probably have already heard of it. One of their episodes is called, like, A Devil on the Roof. And he talks about the Jersey Devil. And he talks about how, like, the Pine Barrens have this hierarchy of bizarre terribleness. And, like, the Jersey Devil sits as, like, the king on top of that pyramid. And... It's not just the devil. It's not like this one thing. The entire place seems to be insane. Like, just terrifying and full of mystery and wonder in a terrible wonder kind of way. So listen to that. It's a great podcast.
I will.
All right.
The only other story I heard was a guy, when I asked about it on Facebook, anybody have any crazy Pine Barren stories? My friend... I don't think he would mind if I said his name's Chris Serra. He said he spent a bunch of time in the woods and the one area that they specifically call Wharton State Park. They specifically call that area the Pine Barrens, but those woods just extended through all the towns that we now live in. It'd be like 15 miles north of me.
Yeah.
That's not that far through the woods, but he said, I got stories out there. He said worse than JD, the Jersey Devil. He said How about walking up on a satanic ritual going on at night? And then I said, please share more, yeah. And he didn't. So again, I don't know if he just didn't want to.
Let us down. If you ever get that follow up, let us know.
I'll ask him.
We'll do an update.
I'll ask him.
Dang. But you had one more story.
Okay.
In the exact same, the same area.
Yeah.
Tell me about that. So I just won't be able to sleep at all.
Okay.
We're about 90% there.
Drive we're almost it home. There. Yeah. So one day, my buddy, everybody calls him Cutie. Name's Aaron. Got a bunch of money and he wanted to go celebrate it. And so at this point, I did not do drugs. I did not drink. Mm-hmm. I didn't do anything other than pot. But mm-hmm. at this point, you know, I was super, I had found religion, you know, so I didn't want to do that specifically because it was against the law. I didn't think it was the worst thing in the world if somebody did, but it was breaking the law. And so me and three other friends, including the guy that got the money, we go and we just do lame stuff. Like we bowl, you know, it was like the first time we really started bowling.
Bowling's not lame.
No, I mean,
what's
like,
wrong with you?
I love
bowling.
You got
bowling. A lot of cash.
Yeah.
The first thing you think of is, let's go
exactly.
Bowling.
Bowling is a
exactly.
wonderful pastime.
Oh yeah, it's super fun.
We were all over 18. Well, I guess my cousin Anthony wasn't over 18. And when I did ask about the crazy stories, Anthony said, "There's only one that matters," because he was talking about this one.
This
I'm
one right
now.
Here. Okay.
We didn't do anything insanely cool. We did say, "Let's go to Canada," and we were debating just driving up to Canada.
Let's do it, man.
He's like, we got enough money, like, let's do it. And I was like, man, that's a long way. And, like, we had work and stuff. We didn't go to Canada, but we should have went to Canada.
Yeah, you should have.
So after that, we literally went to Chuck E. Cheese.
Nice.
They let you in there without a kid. You're over 18.
Like,
no, they let us in.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
But when was this? This was back in, like,
2002.
So, yeah, they don't let you. I know personally... They don't let you in without a kid anymore.
Well, anyway, there was this game. How do you know that, by the way?
Don't worry about it. Go ahead.
Wanted some pizza.
I just wanted some pizza.
Some
man.
Terrible pizza and animatronic rodents.
So we leave Chuck E. Cheese's with like a big handful of these sweet tarts that I had won.
Nice.
That I had won for us. And so as we're driving back into town, back to Vineland, I guess Atlantic City would be about 15 to, or where we were. It wasn't Atlantic City. It was between Atlantic City and my town. We were probably 20 miles east, maybe 15 miles east. We head back into Vineland, and I go, do you guys want to see the scariest street in Vineland, right? And I was going to take them to that spot. I don't know what I was thinking. But they're like, sure, sure. And so we get there, and it's four of us. It's four of us guys. And we get on the road. The road to get back to the turn off into the woods is about a mile, maybe three quarters of a mile. Mm-hmm. Halfway down the road, on the passenger side, there's this old man. And it's a cold night, too. It's cold. I remember I was wearing a hoodie and I had a jacket. It's about 3 or 4 in the morning, and there's this old man wearing a white, plain white t-shirt and some like jeans, like light jeans. And he's got his arm out, and it looks like he's either waving, like just, it looks like when Obi-Wan says, "These are not the droids you're looking for," and he just moves his hand from right left to right. He's like following us along the road. Now when I think about it, I feel like he was saying, "Do not go there.
Yeah.
Do not stop. Keep going." You know? But
those creepy things can't happen twice in one location.
No.
Oh gosh. It literally was four grown men screaming. Screaming. And I drove, like, as soon as I could turn around, I turned around and drove past. He was on the other side of the road doing the same exact thing. And I got the heck out of there and I never went back to that street.
Oh my gosh. So
he switched sides of the road.
He switched sides
of the road. I'm sure he just walked. Okay. Or, you know, I didn't think he'd transported or anything.
Okay. When you first told me about it, I was under the impression that you, like, immediately flipped a Yui, and then you were going down the road, and he was further down the road doing the same thing.
Oh, so that would have been... No, he was just on the other side of the road. We were expecting him to be on the left again. I was flying.
And you were, like, he was looking for him, side. And yeah. He's over there now.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, just doing, making the same motion and looking as creepy as can be, dude.
How old was he?
He was an old guy. He was a super old dude. He was an old guy, looked like he was maybe in his 60s, late, like mid to late 60s. He looked to me angry. And, you know, it could be, why is this guy on our street at 3 or 4 in the morning? Totally. Or it could be he was some crazy escaped
kid. I mean, he could be like that other kid's like dad or like grandpa.
Yeah.
Hopefully grandpa.
I mean, I don't know.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, those are both terrifying stories. And I can't sleep. I can't sleep tonight.
I will like a baby.
Yeah, like a baby.
Because we're in Idaho.
I know. Everyone has said that to me. Everyone has said that to me.
Sound tonight.
Okay.
Well, that's the thing. You know, like when I say I never really would like spend significant time just walking around the woods at night or randomly camping in, you know, like my parents' backyard woods or something. Here, people do that all the time.
Oh, yeah. It's
just go out into the woods and camp at night.
Yeah.
You know? And
it's a huge... That's the beautiful thing about where we live is, like, 10 minutes in any direction and you're away from civilization, pretty much. And, like, an extra 30 minutes, you can camp, you can fish, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
So people aren't... Yeah, people here are weirdly fearless.
There's also...
Other than me.
There's also lots of ticks there. Maybe that's the big reason, okay. But... You know what?
That makes sense too.
You know,
it could be the devil himself, or it could be the common wood tick. Either one.
The deer tick, man. They Lyme disease. But my stories. You know, I don't think anyone has ever considered me to be anything other than mentally sane.
Right.
You know, I believe in them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
you know what you saw.
Yeah. And then the second time, four of us saw this, you know, and the first time my buddy saw something, what he thinks is, you know, thought at the time was trees.
Yeah.
That looked like people dancing.
It's not the crane and it's not trees.
Oh yeah.
Those are the two things. If you're taking away two things from this, these two episodes, it's not the Sandhill crane and it's not the trees.
Yeah. And so I don't know what to say because... as far as the Jersey Devil stories, people wouldn't want to be considered crazy.
Yeah.
You know? So, like, I bet there's more stories that people just never told, like, don't go around telling. Or maybe they just tell their family, like, I saw the Jersey Devil.
Yeah,
or,
totally.
Because, like I said, there's, like, a big stigma of being crazy there.
Yeah.
You know? Like, which I think that's everywhere.
Oh, but. Yeah. All over the place. Well, that's what's so weird about the Jersey Devil is that in 1909, which, I mean, if there's a bad stigma now in 2017 or, you know, back in 2000, I mean, the stigma would have still been there, even worse in 1909. But, like, the postmaster, cops, the firefighters, the city councilmen. I mean, yeah, why would they? Why would they make that up and, like, risk their reputation? Same thing if you look back at Rendlesham Forest. Like, why would all these people lie? Yeah, Jason always says it's, you know, your 15 minutes. But is it really worth that if you're going to lose your career? And if you know you're going to, like, lose or be at risk of losing your career over it?
I don't know. A book deal's a book deal.
I guess,
maybe one person.
Yeah.
Everybody else just looks like a crazy person if they're making up these stories.
Dang.
You know, it kind of reminds me of, you know, the account of the resurrection.
You know?
Like 500 witnesses that all went to their death just to make up a lie or say, you know, I didn't see, you know, I didn't see him. Like if you say you didn't see him, we won't
kill you.
Okay. I didn't see him. Like they went.
Yeah.
They really believed it, you know, or the first time you're threatened with some type of incarceration or like something, you most likely would be like, hey, we're just playing, man. We didn't,
yeah, yeah, no, we didn't no, see no, the Jersey no. Devil. It's fine.
You know?
That's crazy. Well, all right. Anything else for us, brother?
I don't think so. All I think right. those are my stories. Those are kind of the only stories I have. And those were the only two times I was out in the woods at night.
All right. There we go.
In those deep woods, you know. Yeah. So
don't go back to the woods at night.
Stay out of blue holes.
Okay.
Stay
out of the woods at night. It's not the trees. Don't tempt fate. That was the other thing I meant to say. In the first episode, there were at least two times with Mother Lead saying, let it be a devil. And then with the guy who wrote the book saying, the Jersey Devil is gone. Both of those times, you're tempting fate. So you sit back and you say, hey, you guys want to see the scariest part of Vineland? And don't tempt fate. That's the takeaway.
Well, again, I mean, I don't know. I don't believe it was ghosts, you know. I believe no, it was totally. Like children like that it lived might have out been there. Ghosts. You know, it could have been.
That's just ghosts. As scary as ghosts though. To yeah. me personally. It's like that there's like that Supernatural episode and they get like hunted by human beings. And at one point they say like that cheesy line, sometimes the real monsters are people. And that's totally and completely valid, especially when it comes to hillbillies of all kinds, whether they be Pineys or anywhere else.
Yeah. I think my aunt's really, really scared of Pineys.
Yeah.
Side note. I mean, I remember she tried to scare me this one time really bad with these Piney stories. And I forget where we were driving, but... She doesn't like... Lots of people don't like Pineys, you know. They're just...
It's the stigma.
There's lots of stories, though. There's tons of stories. I got some buddies making a movie about one. Like in a little independent film. Nice. It's probably going to be rad because they're all rad dudes.
Tell us about it when it comes out and we'll...
Yeah,
we'll
plug I'll cool.
That'll you let awesome. Us know and we'll... Not that we have... Hi, Mom. Like a lot of listeners. But yeah, that would be super dope. I'd love to see that.
Yeah, I don't have anything else. Right. I mean, okay. I feel like I wrote more stuff down, but
no, dude, you covered it. I had it here. I was scrolling through it.
Cool.
Well, okay, I have this idea. So we're gonna say the outro things. I'm gonna tell you about all the places you can find us, and then Lupe's son Nehemiah is out there watching Jurassic Park. So you've probably heard that during this interview a few times, and he was really excited to tell me what he thinks about ghosts. So if I can. Which shouldn't be hard. I'm going to see if I can get him in here to talk to us for 5 minutes about ghosts.
Oh, gosh. I don't know if I...
Don't ruin his little dreams. He's going to be famous.
Let me tell you this.
Yeah.
He has written this awesome... It's like almost like Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them book. And like he just has these really cool descriptions. He's got a really good imagination.
Yeah.
And like I remember one, he's like fairies, right?
Yeah.
And he's like, when he would say like dangerous and stuff like that, and he would like have all these lists of things
like categorized
fairies. It was like, it depends on the fairy or something. Like his imagination, he's extremely creative. He just writes these really cool stories. I think he should be a fiction writer.
Yeah, dude. When the book comes out, let us know and we'll plug it.
Yeah.
All right.
Perfect.
Because Sam will at least still be doing this.
Yeah. He's a
what?
Anyway, at all right. least. And Lupe, real quick before we do start to sign off here. Thank you for your time. Thank you for spending
almost
an hour with us. It is like 11:15 at night now.
This is a new record. Just thank for you late for that. Night podcasting. Yes, thank you so much. And if you ever want to come back, if you ever have any other weird things, come back. This has been great. Okay, so I'm going to do it. You can find us on Twitter at Not Alone Podcast. You can find us on Instagram at Not Alone Podcast. You can search us in Facebook for Not Alone Podcast. We're in all of those places. I tried to set up a Tumblr. There is a Tumblr. There's nothing on it. But if you want, you can follow us there. If you thought that it was really dope that we just interviewed a friend with a great story and you would like to be the friend, let me know. You can reach out to us on the Facebook page or any of those social media sites, or just email us at notalonepodcast@gmail.com. Am I forgetting anything?
No, dude. I think you got it all.
Okay. That was
nail the hammer.
That was succinct.
You got it.
Let's all say the thing. Before? Let's all say the thing really quick. Do you... Do you ever listen to the end of the episode?
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. I don't have it memorized. That's okay. Like when you're...
I think Sam makes most of it.
I kind of change it every time. So I'm going to say it, and then we'll all say the end part, okay?
Okay.
All right. Remember, whether you're in safe, picturesque Idaho, or in the depths of the Pine Barrens, and it's just past the witching hour, we
are not alone.
And we're back with Nehemiah.
Hi.
Hello, Nehemiah. Tell us about yourself.
Well, I'm 11, and I do believe in ghosts, so...
Okay. Tell us, when you came into my house tonight, you had a lot to say about ghosts. You, like, I was trying to get everything set up, and you were shouting something about, like, the true nature of ghosts at me. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Tell me about that. What did you say?
Well, ghosts are spirits that can't leave the mortal realm until they have finished completed business.
Okay.
And they will become hostile if necessary to get it done.
Okay, so like what kind of uncompleted business?
Like something they didn't get done in their life, something important, or they have to like make something right.
Okay.
So not my taxes.
Not your taxes, okay. Probably. Have you ever seen a ghost?
No.
Do you want to see a ghost?
Probably not.
There we go. Somewhere? That's such a good answer. When I was his age, I would have said yes.
I don't want to die.
And then we'll talk about that later. Anyway, awesome. And then you were talking to me about banshees.
Yes.
Tell me about banshees.
Banshees are whirling spirits that wash the clothes of their victims before they kill them.
That's helpful.
That's nice. That's just good.
Why did I do that? No idea. I read it somewhere. Oh, their scream is so loud it can just...
Wow.
Dead.
Dang. If you could sum up the most... Like, let's say that you did see a ghost. What would be your survival tip? What would you tell us to make sure that we got out of there safe?
Pray for mercy.
That's a great place to end this. Nehemiah, thank you for sitting down with us.
By the way, I don't believe in ghosts.
How could you, Father?
How do you not believe in ghosts?
I mean...
Two kids dressing in white dancing in the forest.
I don't know what I believe, man.
That ain't a ghost. I don't know what that might be.
I believe in angels and demons.
All right.
I suppose, you know what had me really thinking about it?
Yeah.
Was the story about Samuel.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's where I was like, okay... Maybe there's ghosts.
Maybe there's ghosts. I'm not going to talk about it now. I've got stories for you. They're terrible. all right. On three, we're going to shout, "We are not alone." I'm going to leave that in. We're not going to edit that out. One, two, three.
We are not alone!